For the past year, our national political conversation is focused on immigration, in particular, movement between Mexico and the United States. That's a subject that photographer Marilyn Montefiore tackles in a new exhibition at Seattle's Gallery for Culture. She traveled along the border taking photos of the people and places she saw. Montefiore wanted to portray a different view of a subject most of us only see in news coverage. KUOW's arts and culture reporter Marcy Silman brings us more in this installment of City of Dreams.
Marilyn Montefiore takes pictures of people who live on the edge.
I'm really interested in photographing in the outskirts of major cities.
Inside her exhibition, she points out a large color portrait of a woman taken in Juarez, Mexico, just outside of El Paso, Texas. The woman stands in front of a souped-up American car called a lowrider.
The plates say Chihuahua on it. And for me, it was the first time that I had seen a reflection of Chicano culture in the border.
Montefiore is a first-generation Mexican-American raised in Los Angeles. She discovered photography in an after-school art program.
My brother kind of jokes where he's like, remember when we were in high school and you were going through, I thought you were going through your phase of like art and rock and roll, but you never grew out of it.
In L.A., Montefiore took pictures of the people and Chicano culture she knew best. But when she moved to Seattle 6 years ago, people treated her like a foreigner.
I'm constantly being asked, like, where are you from? Where are you really from? And I think a lot of people who are people of color have that experience. And learning to have to navigate that is not necessarily difficult as much as it's annoying. Like, you know, you don't go up to a random person and say, and ask, what are you? Or at least it's not polite.
Those questions prompted Marilyn Montefiore to set out on a road trip to learn more about her heritage.
You know, when I started doing photography, it was really looking outward. And then eventually it started coming inward and a lot of self-reflection in terms of like my experience being Chicana and belonging to two cultures.
In Pioneer Square, I'm Marcy Silman, KUOW News.